Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Yesterday, Maroon 5, the NFL, and Interscope Records made a $500,000 donation to Big Brothers Big Sisters of America ahead of the Super Bowl this Sunday. Adam Levine said playing the Super Bowl has been a dream of our bands for a long time. We thank the NFL for the opportunity and also to them, along with Interscope Records, for making this donation to Big Brothers Big Sisters, which will have a major impact for children across the country.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was really great. Speaking of the Super Bowl, Jimmy Fallon made a hilarious joke, I thought, about Tom Brady last night.
I read that by the end of the week, 250 million Americans will experience freezing temperatures. So if you can, please check in on the elderly. All day long, the Patriots kept checking on Tom Brady, which I thought was that's very thoughtful.
During Super Bowl media day, by the way, Tom Brady shared an adorable moment with a young fan who asked about how to handle haters.
I don't know. What do we do about the haters? We love them. We love them back because we don't hate back. We appreciate it, and we love them, and we wish them the best in their life.
He's like, okay, secretly, kid, forget him. Screw him.
I thought that was so cute. I just love him. Go Pats! Pats Nation! I just made a lot of people mad about that. I don't care.
You're making me vomit. I don't care. I can't wait for you to cry when they lose to
Julian
the Rams.
Edelman can rub his beard
so
on me.
I'd be so happy if they lost. You have so many issues. So many.
Marshmello is a big fan of Fortnite. Now there are rumors that he might soon take the stage for a digital in-game concert. Leaked coding from some planned Fortnite updates seem to imply that Marshmello will host a free in-game concert at Pleasant Park in Fortnite. I don't know what that means.
In the game.
Okay, see, I'm not a game player. I didn't understand what that meant. I'm like, there's a real town in America called Fortnite.
Hi, I live in Fortnite, USA. Welcome. Come in here.
It appears that players are going to be able to kill one another in the game and respawn during the concert. Woo! How this works is in actual gameplay is yet to be seen. If the reports are true, the Marshmello concert is planned for Saturday at 2 in the Pleasant Park neighborhood in the game Fortnite.
Oh, you shot me, but I'm back, and it's Marshmello.
This is so freaking weird to me. Like, that is weird. Tori Spelling, man, this girl is just a mess. She's having more money troubles. American Express filed an execution order asking Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department to take possession of over $88,000 that the actress still owes. American Express filed this civil suit against the Beverly Hills 90210 star back in October 2016 because she owed them so much money, but the court is now directing the Sheriff's Department to take possession of the property, which in this case means they could take money directly out of her bank account or garnish her wages.
Wow, okay.
And a Utah man filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing actress Gwyneth Paltrow of seriously injuring him during a ski crash at a Park City resort in 2016. The 72-year-old retired doctor says Gwyneth was skiing out of control and smashed into him from behind, leaving him with a concussion and 4 broken ribs.
Ow.
On top of that, he claims that she just left him there and didn't send for help. Honestly, that's the most believable part of this story.
Bye.
For me. Gwyneth denies the claims. Her spokeswoman said this lawsuit is without merit and we expect to be vindicated. This guy's lawsuit seeks $3.1 million in damages. Coming up in less than an hour, Justin Bieber has dropped something new on us.